Hello guys, I'm your host for today. My name is Ahlan Bashir and I'm here with
Ismail Jama,
Hanad Ibrahim,
and Amin Ahmed.
Now let's get started. Today we'll be talking about fast fashion and waste management. Ismail, what do you think is fast fashion?
Fast fashion is all about making clothes quickly and cheap to match latest fashion trends. For example, stores like Zara, H&M and Shein, they focus on copying high designers and selling them at low price so people can afford to stay fashionable.
That was a perfect summary of what fast fashion is. Now tell us, what are the reasons fast fashion exists?
Fast fashion exists because it offers trendy clothing at a low prices, making it easy for people to buy new clothes, new styles often. Companies design, produce, and sell clothes quickly to keep up with trends.
That was great. Amin, and now tell us how waste management impacts fast fashion.
Fast fashion creates a lot of waste because clothes are made quickly, one for a short time, and then thrown away. When we don't handle the waste properly, old clothes pile up in landfills, pollute the air when burned, and harms the environment.
Great. Harun, why does fast fashion affect us as humans?
It shows us who we are. The clothes we wear can express our personality, mood, or what we like. Fashion can help us feel like we belong to a group or stand out. Fashion can connect to culture and history since time changes over time. Fashion creates jobs and grows businesses, but fast fashion can harm the planet. Choosing the better option helps.
Since we have been talking, I want to ask the host a question. Do countries get affected by fast fashion as much as the United States?
Yes, countries like Bangladesh, Vietnam, China make most of the fast fashion clothing. This caused big problems like dirty river from factory waste and workers getting paid very less for long hours. Places like Chile and Ghana get a lot of old clothes from richer countries that can't use all of them, so many end up in huge piles on landfills, which harms the environment. Since I'm a very great and funny host, I would like to give you a question.
Great, go ahead. I'm a very smart person. I can answer anything that you throw at me.
I like your confidence. Do you know the main environment problem caused by fast fashion?
There are two main reasons why. Too much waste in China. Waste is one of our topics. Isn't that very funny? But anyways, there's also too much pollution going on. Fast fashion clothes don't last long, so they are thrown away without any care in the world. Making clothes uses harmful chemicals that get dumped into rivers, and a lot of factory releases gases that hurt the air we breathe every day.
That was a great answer. What are some reasons why people use fast fashion?
There are five reasons I can think of right now. The clothes don't cost as much, so more people can afford them. Fast fashion keeps up with popular clothes and styles, so you can look very fashionable like the queen or king you are. New clothes come out all the time, so there are always fresh options. These fast fashion brands are easy to find in store or online. Finally, the fifth reason is if you need something for a one-time event, fast fashion works really well.
Waste management. Hello guys, I'm your host. My name is Ahlan Bashir. I'm here with my fellow classmates,
Amin Ahmed,
Suhail Jama,
and Hanan Ibrahim.
Today we'll be talking about waste management. How does waste management affect our day-to-day lives, Hanan?
It can cause climate change and it can threaten wildlife and public health. It affects climate change by greenhouse gas emissions in the air, and from waste piling up, it causes landfills and polluted air. It also affects wildlife by affecting the access to drinking water, habitat, and food sources.
Since waste management affects human life, what is the main condition of waste management?
Trash and harmful chemicals can spread diseases or pollute the air, water, and soil that people rely on. Living near areas with a lot of waste can make people feel worried or upset about their surroundings. Also, some communities, often poor communities, deal with more waste problems than others, which is unfair.
Ismail, can you tell me what happened? What type of waste is mostly to polluted water sources if not managed properly?
There are four types of waste, such as factory waste, home waste, and farm waste. Also, plastic waste. Factory waste chemicals and harmful substances from factories can get into water. Home waste, things like paint or cleaners dumped carelessly, can ruin water quality. Farm waste, pesticides and fertilizers can wash into rivers and lakes when it rains. And lastly, plastic waste. Tiny pieces from broken down plastic called microplastics can end up in the water.
Ismail, can you tell me what the process of changing waste materials into new product is called, and tell me why you chose that answer?
There are that's right, it's recycling, because recycling means turning old things into new things instead of throwing them away. It helps cut down waste, saves resources, and keeps the planet cleaner. For example, recycling can save a lot of energy compared to making new things from raw materials. It's a smart way to use the stuff again instead of wasting it.
Yes, period, I stand on that. But anyways, Amina, what type of waste can be compromised?
Organic waste like food scraps and yard waste can be composed. This includes fruit peels, coffee ground, and leaves. It breaks down natural to make healthy soil instead of throwing them away. They turn into useful nutrients for plants. It's a great way to recycle food waste and helps the earth. According to Lewis Junger, it contributes towards 20% of global greenhouse gas emissions released. When we factor in the greenhouse gas emissions released from the use of natural resources, the contribution to climate change is astonishing. If a decent food waste treatment system was implemented, it would stop 11% of global greenhouse gas emissions.
What do you guys think is the specific goal for waste management?
Oh, I want to answer that question.
Great, go ahead, nobody's stopping you.
The goal is to handle trash in a way that's safe for people and the planet. It's about cutting down on how much garbage we make, reusing things we can, recycling the materials to make new things, and safely throw away things can be reused.
Aren't we going to talk about biodegradable?
I was getting to that. You really can't be patient, can you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, host. I just really wanted to talk about it.
It's okay, but my question is to explain what biodegradable was for the people that don't know.
Biodegradable means something that can break down naturally over time. Tiny organisms like bacteria can help it disappear without harming the environment. Things like food scraps, paper, and some type of plastic can be biodegradable.
Now that you may have answered questions about why we just mentioned Bangoria, that's because Bangoria is a key part to waste management, where that sums up segment 2. What is I Don't Know? Is it a company that sells clothes online?
Yes, but not technically.
What do you mean? Elaborate for the audience.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is that I Don't Know is a sustainable company, which means that I Don't Know is a private company located in Culver City in California, and it's a company that does not participate in fast fashion.
The viewers may be curious about how I Don't Know separates from other countries. Oh, can you stop? The viewers may be curious about how I Don't Know separates from other companies.
I Don't Know is different from other brands because they focus a lot on sustainability, fair labor, and reducing waste. Many companies make high-end quality clothes, but I Don't Know goes farther by using mostly recycled organic and or eco-friendly materials.
According to Slater Kelly, I Don't Know uses preferred fibers, materials which have increased sustainability properties and reduced environmental impact. Examples like cotton, hemp, recycled materials, and responsible wools. Impressively, as of 2022, the brand uses 95% of preferred fibers in their products.
How does the I Don't Know program contribute to sustainability?
Outer worn is Outer Known's way of making fashion more sustainable. Instead of throwing away old clothes, people can sell or buy used Outer Known items. This helps keep clothing out of landfills and makes them last longer. It's all about reusing waste.
Hana, do you know what inspired the creation of Outer Known?
Yes, Outer Known was started because of Kelly Slater, a famous surfer, wanted to make clothes that didn't harm the planet. He saw how the fashion industry can damage the environment and wanted to change that. So with designer John Moore, he created a brand that makes things stylish, high quality, in a way that's good for the earth and fair to the workers.
Today we talked about how topic fast fashion and waste management. We talked about what fast fashion is. It's cheap and trendy but creates a lot of waste, harms the environment. Communities near waste sites suffer more. We talked about composting and using biodegradable materials that are good solutions that reduce pollution and help recycle waste naturally. We talked about how sanitation company I Don't Know is a clothing brand that focus on protecting the planet. It use recycled and sustainability materials that has program to buy and sell pre-owned clothing, which helps reduce waste.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
This was Ibrahim.
Ismail Jama.
Amin Ahmed.
And lastly, Ahla Bashir.
Zero,